Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Peter Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Those of you listening in the diaspora, wherever you are, I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. Within the next 25 minutes, I will be speaking to a very interesting person, Mr. Colin Forrester. He's a newly appointed controller of the Inland Revenue. He come to help us know how and help us to manage our money and ensure that we collect government revenue. So I'll be talking to him about that. Let's listen to what he have to say. Some of the new ideas he's coming with to help us do better within the Inland Revenue. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion here with this gentleman. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. Mr. Colin Forrester, newly appointed controller of Inland Revenue. Welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you, Pastor Simon.
How are you?
I am doing well today.
Well, you have an accent, so it means you haven't spent most of your time in Grenada. So who is Colin? Explain to us this gentleman, because we don't know you.
Okay, well, as you rightfully said, I do have an accent, and that comes from Grenada. I was born in Bush Grove. That's where I grew up. Attended primary school there. Attended secondary school in Grenville at SAS. Yes. Spent 5 years in SAS, where I, besides my core education, I enjoyed participating in a lot of sporting activities. In fact, I run track and field for SAS, played soccer, football, well, as we know here in Grenada, cricket, basketball, and all the other things that a young boy would do growing up in Grenville. After I did O-levels, finished O-levels at SAS, I then went on to St. John Christian Secondary School, which is in Guelph, and I did my advanced level studies there. Shortly after that, I became a teacher at the Grenville Secondary School. It was recently opened, and I worked there for a couple of years before deciding to migrate to the United States to further my education. I attended Howard University in Washington, D.C. I graduated there from Howard with a Bachelor of Business Administration in Accounting. In fact, 5 or 6 days after graduation, I started working.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. I was recruited by KPMG, which is one of the big four accounting firms, multinational accounting and consulting firm. And I worked there from right out of school for about 10 years. Started in the audit department, so I audited various organizations, commercial, governmental, nonprofit, and so forth. However, after about 5 years performing audits, I wanted something that was a lot more fulfilling, so I decided to transfer to the consulting division at KPMG. Because, as you know, an audit, it comes, it's something that you do once a year. It's an after the fact. You're always looking sort of back. And not just for something, but you're looking backwards, you know. And I wanted to be engaged in providing a service so that when I leave, the client would say, thank you, you've improved our systems, you're able to help us to achieve more profits or to better serve our clientele too by fulfilling our mission. So I moved into consulting, and that was really fulfilling for me. Anyway, after 10 years, I decided to leave KPMG because I'm naturally entrepreneurial by nature, and I joined a local accounting firm named Walker & Company. In fact, I started the consulting division at Walker, and I grew it from virtually nothing to, by the time I left, I think we were about $10 million in terms of revenues from the consulting division of Walker & Company. I moved on from there. Again, I felt I had achieved what I had set out to. And so together with two other friends, we started another firm that is Mark Arthur & Baker International, which is the firm that I worked at before returning here to Grenada. I was the president of that organization.
The president of that. Just quickly though, what would you say is a core that brought you back home?
It started about February of 2014. I was visiting Grenada. In fact, I decided to come here for 2 weeks to get away from the cold. If you may recall, we were having a really bad winter in the United States last year. 2 months later, I was still in Grenada because I decided I was not going to leave until there was no snow on the ground, and so that so the time that I spent here, a lot of the new taxes were currently being implemented in Grenada. And it afforded me the time to really examine the strategy that was employed in terms of those new taxes. And I decided to write a white paper that focused on how that strategy can be further improved in order to achieve the type of revenues that I believe that the government needed in order to build its infrastructure. So I wrote that paper, I passed it on to some known colleagues, and that paper was received, and I was asked to return to Grenada to implement
your white paper.
Yes, that vision.
Just a visit home.
That's right. So I decided that that would be my way of giving back to Grenada.
Oh, that's very good. So now you are the controller of the inland revenue, which is a huge part of government revenue income. Now, what is the role of the Inland Revenue Division?
Well, Inland Revenue Division role can be summed up by the three pillars of its mission statement. One is to administer the laws of Grenada in a fair and equitable manner that would result in collecting and accounting for its revenues, and also to provide customer-friendly services to its taxpayers. So if we look at those three broad statements, I think that is the core of Inland Revenue.
Right. So then, if that is so, what would then be your top priority as controller? What is it you'll be focusing on to make the Inland Revenue work as it should and to become the entity that it should be?
Okay. Well, it's no secret that the purpose of Inland Revenue ultimately is to collect revenues, which would then be used to provide the social services and the infrastructure that is needed by the country in order to enrich the life of the citizens of Grenada. So I believe one of the first things that I would be focusing on, it will be done simultaneously. It's not a linear approach. We already started the process in terms of restructuring inland revenue to better serve the taxpayers of this country.
Which is good.
So I plan to continue that process. We will restructure it by streamlining the processes, by better training our people, and by utilizing information technology so that we'd make these tasks a lot more efficient. And as a result, we will be able to achieve our goals. So again, the combination of the people, the processes, and information technology, I think will allow us to improve the entire division.
Then how can the public help you fulfill that mandate? What would you say to the public? What can you do to help? What can we do to help you?
Well, I believe that it starts with education. Understand if the public become more conversant with what is required of them as a taxpayer, it will reduce our job significantly in terms of us having to provide, to educate them, or to, when they file different tax returns, having to correct it and start a process going back and forth. So by they becoming more knowledgeable of the tax laws and how it applies to them, I think would be one of the key things that they would be able to do in order to help us to fulfill our mission. How that can be achieved, I believe, we have to help in terms of educating them. So we provide information such as brochures and so forth. We are currently starting a new initiative in terms of our internet and outreach so that we'll be able to educate them better. And they, in turn, will be able to prove, for instance, right now we see there, based on the statistics, a lot of the taxes that are paid by the citizens of Grenada come disproportionately from people who are employed either by the government or other large companies. And we think that there needs to be more taxpayers from the self-employed, the professionals, coming into that tax net so that they can contribute to their fair share. We believe that if people who are currently paying put some type of subtle, subtle pressure in saying, you know, I'm paying, so maybe you should be paying. If you go to provide a service to someone, whether it is your beautician, whether it is a mechanic, whether it is a lawyer, you let these individuals know that, hey, I'm paying. Are you also tax compliant? You know,
so it's the general.
Right.
Take a word from our sponsors. I'm speaking to the Controller of Inland Revenue, Mr. Colin Forrester. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, and I really enjoy talking with him. He's new to the job. He seems to have a good hold of what is going on. We'll come back and ask him what has been the income for the past 8 months and how is he going to manage that which he has given. This is Inside Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come right back.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back to Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and with me in the studio is Mr. Colin Forrester.
His first name, Colin.
Colin.
But he's okay with that. I'm trying. But it is good to have you, and I want to say to our listeners, we're going to talk with him now about a couple of things that we think it is important in inland revenue. As you did say early on, about paying our taxes, and there's so many persons who are not paying the taxes, especially the self-employed and many of the professionals in Grenada. Now, I'm happy that you took the time off to sit down and chat with me today. Now, what is the status of the legal and minimum, the large and minimum taxpayers unit which you setting up? How will it help the taxpayers, and how will it help the inland revenue? Because you have a unit you're setting up, one for the large taxpayers, one for the minimum or small taxpayers. Explain that to us.
Okay. We did an exercise about a year ago with the assistance of consultants from the IMF. And what that exercise revealed is that when we looked at the makeup of our taxpayers in Grenada, we segmented them that all the taxpayers whose revenues are over $300,000 and those below. What we found out is that the taxpayers with revenues over that $300,000 threshold made up, they were paying taxes that was approximately over 95% of the taxes collected were collected from those.
Wow.
So what we've decided to do, and that's why we are restructuring the division, so that we would have personnel that would be focused on serving those major taxpayers, those large and medium taxpayers, and that's both individuals as well as companies. And that's why we have that separation. So, because in the accounting and auditing world, we always say, always follow the money, go where the risks are. In fact, even when a crime is committed, you know, on those television dramas, they always say, you know, follow the money and you will find the person who did the crime. Well, similarly here, we believe since there that 95% of our tax collections are coming from that group, we need to focus our attention to ensure that they remain tax compliant, and those that are not, that we bring them into compliant. So we will have our auditors, we would have collection and enforcement, we would have taxpayer services, all serving that particular sector of our clients. And
so the purpose of setting it up, one is to better serve these large taxpayers, and secondly, to be able to ensure that government is getting its revenue, and they are also having a good system that they can call on if they need it.
And that is true. And by having dedicated individuals, professionals dealing with them, we would be able to train them better. They'll better understand the nuances of dealing with this medium and large taxpayers. Just like we, for the small and the micro, these people would understand the specific things that are related to those taxpayers also.
Okay. Now, the big thing I think for many persons who have been following government in the past 2 years, even with the restructuring and government trying to now the homegrown program and all the taxes, is about government income or revenue. What has been the revenue collected like for the past 8 months in 2015? Can you give us some figures and some thoughts?
Sure. Well, projections are made at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And that's what the budget is based on. So in the revenue division, we focus on collecting, and our target for the year 2015 is $245 million. Mm-hmm. As of August 31st, yesterday, we have collected $178.3
million.
When we compare that to our target for that 8-month period, our target was about $170 million. So we're pretty much about $7-8 million above our target, which is about 4% higher than what was projected. So we believe that we're on target to meet our projections for the entire year and to surpass it.
Wow. So you're saying the $245 million you have collected, that is...
No, we haven't collected that.
Okay.
That was
that
the target.
That is what the projected amount.
For the entire
year. The $178.3 mm-hmm. is what you have collected.
We collected $178.2, yes.
.2. So, in other words, you are pretty much on target, you are saying, to collect the amount of money. What do you think is the cause for that? Because governments sometimes, most of the time, there have been big shortfalls in these collections. Why do you think government is doing so well in its collection?
Well, we have increased our processes to ensure that taxpayers remain compliant. We also have made changes, and those changes, such as the threshold for income paying personal income tax,
has been lowered to
$3,000 per month or $36,000, right. But that has been already factored into the projections, into the budget. So the additional amount that we're seeing, I think, results from just us falling through on things and showing that, and we still have a lot of ways to go, but we are doing whatever is necessary to ensure that the taxpayers are paying on time and following up if they're not.
Mm. Okay. I know you're new in the job. Okay. A couple of days?
About a week, yes.
About a week, yes. Now, what would you say has been your biggest challenge so far?
Well, getting my hands around everything that is happening here at Inland Revenue Division. In fact, one of my friends, when he found out that I was in that new position, he remarked by saying, "Oh, so now you're in the hot seat." Well, it's a big responsibility. And there are a lot of moving parts. So my task right now is, one, understanding all the various moving parts, and at the same time, we are focusing on the restructuring of the organization so that we'd be able to better serve our taxpayers and bring in the type of revenues that is needed by the government and the people of Grenada.
How long do you think it would take you first to get the restructuring done? What's the timeline is like?
Well, we're doing a phased approach. So the first phase we're focusing on is the large and medium unit, as I mentioned earlier. We've just hired some key persons that would head up that unit. We've hired an assistant controller for that unit, who would be directly reporting to the deputy controller, Miss Ophelia Wells Cornwell, and so we see that skeleton is beginning to
take shape.
We also have a lot of other initiatives going. For instance, we're looking at ensuring that our computer system is upgraded so that, again, it can provide the information that is needed for managing our client base or taxpayers' base.
Do you believe that Grenada is on the right track based on what you have seen so far, even since you wrote the white paper and now coming and taking a look, beginning to take a look at the inside of how the belly of the whale is functioning? Do you believe that we're on the right track of getting ourselves where we need to be?
Yes. In fact, when I wrote the white paper, I made a lot of assumptions because I didn't have the benefit of information that is here at Inland Revenue. Being in here now, I think all those assumptions were correct. And in fact, I believe there's a lot of low-hanging fruit to be picked in terms that can generate a lot of additional revenues. But to answer your question specifically, I do believe that we're on the right track. We are doing things in a structured way, especially here at Inland Revenue. The country as a whole is growing. In fact, the review that was just conducted by the IMF as part of the homegrown program that has just been concluded has bore that out. We are about we've grown last year about 3.1% of GDP. And it was anticipated, it was projected, I think, about 1.something%. So I believe there's a lot of optimism based on what I'm seeing around. And I am an optimist myself. And I believe that we are moving forward. We still have a lot of work to do. And by everyone working together in a constructive manner, I believe we all can achieve it and make Grenada a better place so that we all can be happy and enjoy the all the things and the amenities, the beach, the sun, and...
For which brought you back home.
Yes.
Any final thoughts?
Well, I am looking forward to this challenge. It is a challenge, but I believe with the help of God, the staff at Inland Revenue and the cooperation of the Grenadian public, I will accomplish the mission that I've set out to do. And at the same time, I am planning to enjoy myself, you know, here in Grenada. In fact, I may never go back to the United States.
It seems that you're already enjoying yourself. I mean, coming and enjoying the sand, the sea, and the sun, and at the same time having a job where I think you're benefiting the country, I think in itself, yeah, brings you home that you're contributing to national development. First, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being part of what we're doing here in Grenada and coming on Inside Finance today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listeners, thank you so much. As we have shared together today, I've been speaking to Mr. Colin Forrester, newly appointed controller of Inland Revenue. It's really been a joy chatting with him. As he has stated clearly, the country on a good path. We are getting there 8 months. We have collected $178.2 million, for which in itself has helped us to be where we are. And government bringing its deficit down in terms of its monthly deficit down to just about over $1 million. And so as we see and work together, it's important for us to put our minds, our hearts together. For those of us who are not paying taxes, I want to challenge us to do so. The professionals, those who have their shops, those who are involved in their private businesses, and I want us to all put ourselves together. It's our country, we have to build it. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be with you today. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you once again for being with me. Look forward to joining you here next week. At the same time, we'll do this all over again. Thank you for joining me here at Inside Finance. I'm Stanford Simon. Wish you a blessed week. Send me an email, stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. God bless you.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.